AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hurricane Michael caused widespread damage, including nearly flattening Mexico Beach on the Florida Panhandle.
Total devastation. Every piece of property, if it isn't, got something wrong with it, it's leveled. Things that were on the beach are now on the other side of the street.
There is heavy damage from Panama City through to Florida's Big Bend. Governor Rick Scott.
So many lives have been changed forever. So many families have lost everything. Homes are gone. Businesses are gone.
Power is out to much of the areas hit on the Panhandle, and it's the same along the path taken by the storm through southeast Alabama, Georgia, into the Carolinas and Virginia. More than a million homes and businesses in the dark this evening. More than a half foot of rain has caused flash flooding, leading to high water rescues in North Carolina's Piedmont area. The Manhattan District Attorney drops one of Harvey Weinstein's accusers from the sexual assault case against him.
Harvey Weinstein was in court to hear the sex assault charge made by Lucia Evans, one of his three accusers, tossed. His lawyer, Ben Brofman, says Evans' account of what happened is false.
This is not about victim shaming, and this is not about suggesting that a woman who comes forward should not be believed absent proof. This is about proof that a witness who came forward committed perjury in the grand jury.
Brofman also says the lead NYPD detective discouraged a witness from testifying about what Evans said really happened. Evans' lawyer says her client is telling the truth about being sexually assaulted. Weinstein has denied all allegations of non-consensual sex. Julie Walker, New York.
The Washington State Supreme Court unanimously strikes down the state's death penalty. This is AP Radio News. Wearing a red Make America Great Again cap, rapper Kanye West spent some 20 minutes delivering a rambling monologue to President Trump, the media, and others in the Oval Office.
They tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way.
Trump and West did talk some issues, including Trump advocating the controversial stop and frisk policy to stop the violence in Chicago.
Stop and frisk does not help the relationships in the city. And everyone that knew I was coming here said, ask about stop and frisk.
The president did say that he could change his mind.
So they have to do something, and I am totally open. If we can do it a different way, Kanye, I'm totally open. But they have to do, we all agree they have to do something.
At the end of West's lengthy, sometimes hard to follow dialogue, even Trump seemed at a loss, saying, I tell you what, that was pretty impressive. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.